from KQED.
President Obama brought in 66% of the youth vote in 2008. But many voters 29 and under today in California say they don't have much trust in government now, not after years of drastic state budget cuts to education. As part of our Election 2012 series, What's Government For?, the California Report's Anna Tentakulis recently listened in on a Silicon Valley focus group made up of millennials.
I'm standing in one of the conference rooms here at Nichols Research in Sunnyvale, and in front of me is a huge mirror, which I can't see through, but the people on the other side, the researchers, can certainly see me. And in just a few minutes, about a dozen young people will sit down here, and they'll be answering some tough questions, everything from who they pick for president to what they think of the death penalty.
So just to start off, we're going to go ahead and ask you to fill in the blank. So I'm feeling blank about the way things are going in the U.S. these days.
I'm definitely worried.
Uneasy.
I'm kind of disappointed.
Makes me a bit worried and scared.
They come from all walks of life, from a teenage grocery store clerk to an engineer at Cisco. We agreed only to use their first names to encourage participants to be candid with the researchers from the Public Policy Institute of California. Some are Democrats, others are Republicans, and still others don't belong to any party. But together, these 20-somethings are anxious about the prospects for the future, especially finding a good job in a still struggling economy. It's a far cry from 4 years ago, when the promise of hope and change bolstered the expectations of young people across the country.
Government is unproductive. They're large, they're bulky, and it's top-heavy, and it shouldn't be that way.
Yukata is a young Republican who got his master's degree at UC Davis.
And so when you look at government, you think more of like greed, and that's not how our founders wanted the government to be. They wanted the government to be small.
Some of the others at the table nod in agreement. And while they don't see eye to eye on many issues, one thing is clear. They feel lawmakers have turned their backs on providing an affordable, quality higher education in the Golden State. Ryan is a kinesiology major at San Jose State. The classes he needs have been slashed, yet his tuition continues to increase. Ryan says he could have graduated in 4 years, but
every semester, it was a struggle. I'd get a good registration date, I'd have my classes, there'd be nothing there. And it's the most frustrating thing you can ever go into. It's just like, have good grades. You've been at the school for 4 years, and then they tell you, well, we'll see you next semester. You're going to have to take more. And then tuition just keeps getting more and more expensive. Yeah. Doesn't make sense.
And it's not just higher education. These millennials also worry about how budget cuts are affecting public schools. 19-year-old Amanda says kids don't see the value in going to class.
I have a 14-year-old little brother, and it's really hard to get him into school because he feels he doesn't need to be there. Mm-hmm. And like she said, they need to put money into these schools so that they want to be there, so that they, they know that that's what they need.
Ileana, seated across the table, says she's confused by the state's spending priorities. She feels lawmakers care more about locking people up than creating quality schools and good jobs.
Our taxes are going to the jails for, the inmates to live somewhat well versus education, where when you turn around and graduate, you don't have a job to go to.
Which is why most young people here tonight support two tax initiatives in November that would help to restore education funding.
Let's see a show of hands of who would vote yes on this measure. One, two, three, four, five.
But they're still skeptical, as are many California voters. The Public Policy Institute of California has found most likely voters do not feel more money alone will solve the problems in education. Some of the young people in this focus group say they want to see the money spent more wisely.
We can get all the money we want, but if it doesn't go to the right places, it's not going to help it.
Matthew is a young businessman from San Jose.
Fix that problem first, then we can raise the taxes.
Okay. So it's just a matter of trust.
Yeah, it is.
Gotcha.
And so the conversation circles back to the lack of trust in government among these young people. For many, their political identities are still forming, and unless leaders and campaigns reach out to engage with them, their sense of discouragement could keep some of them away from the polls in November. For the California Report, I'm Anna Tentakulis.
Don't be discouraged. We're reaching out to engage listeners of all ages with our blog, Election 2012. Look for the link at our website, californiareport.org.